This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And here's Clay. On the break, touching it home. Welcome to the league, Cooper Clay.
Well, that's what you're going to see out of him. First of all, the defense, the quick hands, and then his ability at 6'10 to get out and push it out ahead and outrun people, even with a live dribble.
Summer League in the NBA. Cooper Flagg and Bronny James last night. Obviously, one of those players, like, going to be a superstar. The other, Bronny James. You know, like, credit to him, though. Like, he's going to, I think... I feel like the arrow is pointing up on him being, like, a real NBA player after his dad retires. He was good in the G League. He's been decent in the Summer League, from what I've seen. He'll never be, like, a good player. Like, bench rotational defender that can shoot. But there's a spot in for you in the NBA if you can defend and if you can shoot three-pointers. I don't think you can do much else, but maybe that's enough. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Joe DiBiase here on a Friday. I think I played yesterday with the best golfer I've ever played in my life. You guys ever played like a plus handicap golfer?
Yeah.
Like a scratch golfer. Plus handicap. Better than a scratch golfer.
Yeah, Josh, I'll...
The best you've ever played with would be like... Because for me, this is easily the best golfer I've ever played with. This was just our league match at Tri-County yesterday. I was having such a good 9 holes. And we were tied, but it was like the best 9 holes I maybe ever had. This guy's 5 under going into 9. 5 under, and I'm just like, what are you, like, it's like keeping up with, I don't know. It's probably what playing quarterback against Josh Allen feels like.
Well, that's got to be fun.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm playing pretty well. This guy over here, he's just jumping over linebackers. Like, what am I supposed to do? I'm Tua in this scenario.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna have a pretty good game. I got 250 passing yards. I haven't turned the ball over. I got a couple of touchdowns. And then I look up and Josh is just throwing 80-yard passes over my defense's heads.
I played with Jeremy at Ivy Ridge one day, and he had a buddy that played college golf. It was a +3, and it was the same thing. Like, I remember thinking on the first hole, I hit a great drive, and I hit a really nice second shot. I hit a green, and I think I parred. And every shot he hit right after me, and I was like, oh, I felt really good about myself until 30 seconds later, and this guy just demolished a golf ball.
Yep.
I try not to put myself in those situations because it's just going to kill my confidence for my game.
You think you play? Do you think you play better with worse golfers or great golfers? Because I think I play better with great golfers.
I definitely play better with
players. It's the pressure that makes you stay
locked
dialed in because, you know, the complete – unrealistic expectation that I could keep up with this person.
Yeah,
that's what helps me in those situations.
When we did our match earlier in the spring, the four of us, I felt that way the whole time of like, I got to stay locked in because these guys are much better than me and it's going to be a battle to stay into this.
But some people, I feel like that could cause them to crack or to like feel like they should be playing better than they are and getting frustrated easier.
That was right. That was how I was feeling about hole 13 when we did that. Mm.
Yeah. That's I always feel more, I don't know, maybe it is just pressure and I like that because I used to do that all the time. But I definitely feel better when I'm playing with people that are better than me. Like, I like being the worst golfer in the group, which is maybe that's weird.
Interesting.
But because I feel like I elevate a little bit, even if I'm still the worst, I'm better than I normally am in a group like that, I think. Although, yeah. I guess now that I'm thinking about it, that day that we played with the plus three, I did not play that well. Maybe there's a cutoff there somewhere, around scratch probably, that they get so good that it's just, I can't even compete with that in any realistic or meaningful way.
Yeah, that's a good question. What's I'm going to put a poll up, at Sneaky Joe Sports. What do you like more, being the best golfer in the group or the worst golfer in the group?
I feel like best golfer in the group is so much pressure, and you're almost never going to be so much better than everybody in the group.
Yeah,
that you're like trouncing on people. Where, like, I feel like going into a round, if you're the best guy, everybody's like, oh, you're going to win. You're going to beat us all. Like, it's not even going to be close, whatever. And even if you're a four and everybody you're playing with is a 10, those guys can beat you.
Right.
Like, they could. You could have a tough day and they could play really well.
Definitely.
And you could lose.
I also do like that's the other, if you are the worst golfer in the group. You know, in this scenario yesterday, it was like, not a normal situation. Like, playing against someone that good is very rare. Like, normally, worst golfer in the group might mean, you're a few strokes worse on average. I still feel like I would always want to pick the worst golfer in the group because you have that, this is kind of like, this is the underdog mentality a little bit in sports, which is, I feel like if you lose the match, or whatever, like, whatever. Like, this guy, look how good this guy is. Like, what are you supposed to do? Whereas if you win, it's like, holy cow, believe that,
you
the guy with the lowest handicap won?
Right. Like, I think that being the worst guy in the group is definitely more conducive to playing well than being the best guy in the
group. Did I just learn a little bit as to why Bills fans love the bulletin board material? A little bit.
Yeah, I think it's all connected.
All the doubt that they can get, although they're not getting right now. Not that I'm seeing. Last year. Like, Bills fans might have enjoyed the lead up to last season more than this season because it would have felt like, all right, we're going to prove all these idiots wrong. Let's go. Right. Whereas this year, who are you proving wrong?
Yourself, if they're
bad. Yeah, right. Maybe yourself. Like, if you have any doubt or belief that they can win the Super Bowl, but who doubts that? Who doubts that they could win the Super Bowl? Like, I remember last year at training camp, Jeremy told a story. I don't know if it was someone he knew or maybe it might have just been a story from a podcast that even Travis Kelce, like, ran into a Bills fan, and Kelce was like, you guys are going to get one.
Yeah.
Like, The guys that beat you time after time after time are even like, eventually you guys are going to get through and you're going to beat one. Who is the person that believes they're never going to win one with Josh Allen? Even their biggest doubters. Is there somebody? There have been years where they've been doubted in a season, or maybe the coach has been doubted. Maybe that's the thing, that there's doubt about individuals that, Sean McDermott, he'll never win a Super Bowl as the coach, or Bean will never win the Super Bowl as the general manager. But who believes that in the whole course of Josh Allen's career they won't win one? Who would bet that they don't? Because most people that I talk to and most people that I listen to are always talking like it would be incredible if they don't win one.
Yeah. I don't think anybody that has a good handle on the league thinks that they can't do it, like that they're not good enough,
or that they won't do it,
right? Or even that they won't, exactly. I think there are definitely, like you said, people that doubt aspects of the team, like theories of the team, like whether McDermott can do it, like you said, or whether the everybody eats thing is really good enough to get you there. I think we've seen that it is at this point, for the most part.
I guess the person that really might say right now, trying to figure out who would this be? Who would be the person that would say they will not win one? It might be the Bills fan that thinks it won't happen with McDermott. That Sean McDermott has some fatal flaw as a game manager or as a defensive play caller, and that we've seen that enough to know that it won't happen with that guy. And then if you combine that idea with another idea that they will never move on from Sean McDermott, because I don't believe they will, unless the quarterback wants them to. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think at any time in the near future you're going to have a different head coach. So I guess that's the person that would think it, right? The person that thinks that guy can't win it and that guy's going to be the coach for the rest of Josh Allen's career.
So therefore,
that person therefore would, I think, be the rare individual that doesn't think they're going to win one.
Doesn't that person also believe, though, that they will fire him? Do you think that
I don't know.
Or do you think that they're reserved to, or like they've written off that possibility?
I guess I just don't know how you could think they're going to ever do it. Ever is strong.
Maybe in
6 years.
But
like anytime soon, I just don't. Again, I personally don't believe it would ever happen unless Josh Allen did it. And, you know, maybe I should leave some room for there is a future down the road where Allen could say to ownership or management, whoever, like, I've had enough. Like, right. Not even, you know, anything negative towards McDermott, just I'd like to try it with a different guy before I'm done playing. He's 29 right now. He's approaching his 30th birthday. If he's 32 and it still hasn't happened, would it be insane for him to think, you know, I'm 32 years old. I've done this for a decade with this guy and he's been great, but maybe I'd like to try it with a different guy before I'm done here. Like, right. I don't think that would be crazy. We saw Rodgers and Brady turn heel is the phrase in my mind. Rodgers did that more so. What am I thinking? They took the power a little bit more. They had the power sitting there in front of them. And for much of their careers, Brady and Rodgers didn't reach out and take it. They didn't. Brady has told stories, and there have been stories told, that Belichick would lay into him, and it was not necessarily an enjoyable experience for him. And he was always treated like, you know, it'd be harder on Brady than some of the other guys, but that there was a point in time where he felt like, I've earned being treated like more than just 1/11th. But right. This guy won't give it to me. This guy won't give me not even just the credit, but the respect of, I'm Tom Brady, I've won 5 Super Bowls, and this guy's still treating me like I'm a rookie in 2001. But eventually, he reached out and he took that power and said, I'm leaving. And even before that, it sounded like he maybe tried to use it to stay in New England with a different coach in the Seth Weckersham book. So eventually, Brady did do it, but it took till his like mid-30s. Rodgers, a little earlier than that, right? His early 30s, where with McCarthy, it's like, this guy, you know, he's getting, we're having team meetings down in the locker room, and he's upstairs doing whatever, just taking naps while this is happening. Like, come on, let's get serious here. And I think in part, he helped get Green Bay onto a different coach.
Right.
So eventually those guys did get there, but it took them a while, and it took, for Rodgers more so, it took years of not winning. And for Allen, you know, is there a time where he would do that? Same thing. Like, I think that power to kind of dictate what your franchise does is sitting there for Josh Allen. And really, yeah. Other than other than maybe steering them towards Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid, because I think he did help do that in the draft process, steered them towards those two. Other than that, I don't really feel like Allen has been the type of guy to reach out, grab that power, and kind of steer the whole organizational game plan here.
We definitely haven't heard or seen anything to indicate that. It's possible that behind the scenes he's more involved than we know.
It's also possible he would do it, but he feels very comfortable and very, you know, confident in, you know, McDermott being the right guy and Bean being the right general manager and the moves being the right. Like, he could feel very confident they are doing the right things. He would take that power if he thought things were a disaster, but how could you argue things are a disaster other than they just can't beat the Chiefs?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Like, he very well could be confident and comfortable enough to go take that and say something, but he doesn't have anything to say right now. Because they're good, and they've been good, and they've just got to figure out this one thing that he feels, I would imagine, is as much on him to do as anybody else, if not more on him than anybody else. So what am I gonna? I don't have a problem right now.
Yeah.
Maybe if it happens again, then it starts to creep in, and you're like, is there? It gets introspective. Is there something else going on here that I can influence in some way that will give us a better shot? I would think that he's probably at this point with the career he's had so far and all that he represents, he's 100% aware of his ability to do that. And I think he would be comfortable in it. It's just he's not at that point. And I'm maybe a little more prepared for that to come than you are with McDermott in terms of them moving off of it. I think there's a possibility and a way that things work out that as soon as maybe this year, things similarly struggle. I mean, let's run through this a little bit here. If this year, this is obviously hypothetical, it's not likely, I am confident that this is not going to be how it goes, but let's say this year happens and that defense does not improve after all the investments made.
Yep.
And that defense does cost them a couple of regular season games that maybe cost them the one seed. And then you get into the playoffs and they face the same sort of turmoil in those moments. And there's another moment where that defense costs you a championship run with Josh Allen.
Yep.
I can see somebody over there going, you know what? We've given this a lot of grace here. We've given them a lot of time. They've been great. We acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But this is not where we are supposed to be. I could see that decision being made over there from somebody.
I guess if it did get made, it would catch everybody off guard whenever it happened. Like, the idea that it would be on the table for a long time, you know, like a buildup to it, like that's how the Sabres are usually, right? Like 2 years ago, you might have still been a little bit surprised, but as they're on their way to missing the playoffs for the 13th year in a row, it's months of, oh, they're going to fire Granato. You think they're going to fire Granato, right? Like wondering that, but there was a lot of conversation kind of building up to that. I feel like if it ever did happen with McDermott and Bean, it would just kind of happen.
Right.
That's, I'm a Denver Nuggets fan, and they won the championship 2 years ago. And this year, this is a little tough an example because they did it such a weird time. They did it like a week before the playoffs. But everybody got caught off guard. Like 2 years ago, they win the championship. They fire the coach and GM. This year, that had built that team and won that championship. Bang, they're gone. No lead up to it at all. No guessing that like this could be on the table. Like just bang, there they are. They're out. And if it did ever happen here, I think that's typically how it would be more. You're right, though. Like, I am not thinking at all about it. Like, and I'm not even sure I want it to happen. At least on the coach front, I just don't know. I think the only bad point I ever hear about moving on from McDermott is, well, who are you going to get? Because I do think with Josh Allen at quarterback, you could get almost anybody you want.
Right.
But not everybody you want, because I do think McDermott is a very, very good coach. I think he has progressed in a lot of ways. Like, the things that might have been his weaknesses early on in his coaching career, I think have gotten a lot better. I think game management-wise, fourth down decision-making, I think the ability to kind of steer the offense in the right direction, even if it's the coordinator that's really, you know, doing the dirty work on that. I've liked a lot of what McDermott's done. There are only a couple of, like, active head coaches in the league I'd want to replace him with.
Right.
And, like, again, on one hand, maybe I could count with that. Kevin O'Connell. I love Kevin O'Connell. And yeah. Him being an offensive-minded coach is a bonus for me. Like, that's the type that I would want. But why is he leaving Minnesota?
Yeah.
He just signed a contract extension. So, McVay, LaFleur, it would have to be one of those elite offensive play callers. And those couple guys aren't coming available.
Right.
So unless somebody like that was out there, like say it's not gonna be O'Connell. Who could Shanahan? Say the Niners have like back to back horrific years, and for whatever reason, Shanahan and the organization like split, and he becomes available. That's a guy where I'm going to be like, I'm going to want to do that. But it would take something on that level. And for me personally, it would have to be like an offensive genius type of guy like a Shanahan. Otherwise, I don't need to see them fire Sean McDermott right now or anytime soon. And like you, like different from you, I don't think it is close at all. Like anywhere near happening in years. Yeah,
I don't think it's close. I just think
I think it's more possible than I
wouldn't be beside myself if things go the way that I laid out there, if that happened. If things took a downturn defensively, stayed what they were last year defensively, I think then it becomes a real conversation. If you combine that with another playoffs where there's a moment and it doesn't happen. And
yep.
I think I could see them getting to that point.
And that's why, to kind of where this whole conversation started about like who really does doubt them. Like there isn't that right now. Most people believe they will win one. That's kind of the other reason why I just don't think it will ever get to that point, because I still think they're going to win one. I think they are. I think it's more likely that they are going to win one before we ever even get to ahead on this whole thing where, like, does Josh Allen need to grab the reins and shake the team and decide, like, okay, we got to do something different here. I think it's more likely they win one before that ever happens. And maybe it's this year. I think it's set up really, really well for them. When we come back, speaking of, like, how it's set up for them, their schedule this year, the strength of schedule looks really good by all the numbers. If you look at it by who they play at quarterback, I think that could also lead you to think that this is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a year where it is set up for them. 803-0550 is the phone number. You got some big Wimbledon matches this morning. Carlos Alcaraz is going to play in about an hour, I think, right? 8:30 as we're into the semis on the men's side. It's Joe DiBiase. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR.
When you watch Deion Dawkins play, you just have to know that nobody is better than Deion Dawkins in his mind. Jared Verse comes at him, chop. You give him hands to chop. He's going to chop him, and he's going to sit on him. Like, he is going to do everything he can to break your sword, to break your will. That's how Deion Dawkins is wired. Deion Dawkins took his splitties out here in space right here. He's just looking. If Jared Verse wants to get his hands on him, Dawkins is going to knock him off. And then he's going to drill him right into the ground. And then he might sit on him, or he might go hit him again. Like, it's never over. That's how Dawkins plays the game. That's how he's always going to play the game. That's why you want him on your offensive line.
Really good, fun video for 60 seconds to a minute on Deion Dawkins. That's Brian Baldinger, Baldy Breakdowns. Dawkins, it is wild, too, to see him on those videos lined up so far off to the left. Like, he wants that island. That's Jared Verse that he's going up against in the video, who was awesome as a rookie. Like, that dude's got Defensive Player of the Year chops. And Dawkins just destroying him in that clip. Dawkins, by the way, I thought about him the other day. I want to get to this quarterback thing. But before that, while Dawkins comes up here, the other day I was thinking about, like, all the stuff around Josh. You know, how good is the infrastructure? How much help are they really giving him? And I was thinking about the 90s. We shared a lot of memories yesterday about first games at the stadium, and there were a lot of good 80s and 90s references that were brought up. And I was thinking about that team and how Kelly is at the helm, but he's got Hall of Famers all around him. He's got... What is it? Four other Hall of Famers, including Marv. Marv, Thurman, Andre, Bruce. Four Hall of Famers. How many does Josh have? And those four were all with Kelly the whole time. The whole time. Josh has how many? Dawkins might be one of them. That's possible. He's got some work to do, of course. Like, he's going to have to be one of these tackles that plays close to 40 at a really high level. But that does happen a lot. Jason Peters just retired at like 44. And he was playing awesome in his late 30s. Trent Williams is still arguably the best tackle in football, and he's like 37. So Dawkins could be one of those guys. And as you become a bigger and bigger star in the league on offensive line, it's harder to ever lose that. Like, once you've become a household name on the offensive line, you kind of keep it. Quentin Nelson is one of these guys. Quentin Nelson was a top-end pick, guard for the Colts, like, all-time great guard prospect. And then he showed up, and he was great right away, and everybody knew it, and he was such a high draft pick. It's like, oh, Quentin Nelson's going to be great forever. And it was a couple years ago, I think, where even the last three, but there was a couple-year period there where, Quentin Nelson hasn't actually been that good. But he's still making the Pro Bowl because everyone knows who Quentin Nelson is. And how many guards do you know? Oh, Quentin Nelson, he must be good. Dawkins, four Pro Bowls in a row. You better believe All-Pro is next. All-Pro is going to be next. And he helped start this Offensive Lineman Protector of the Year award. I kind of feel like he's going to win one of those. He started the thing, basically, so I think that's going to help him win one. And if he plays into his late 30s and has all these Pro Bowls and has a couple of All-Pro appearances and he's got a Protector of the Year award and the Bills win a Super Bowl with him at left tackle playing for 10, 15 years. I mean, 10, he's already at 8. This will be year number 9, so 10's not much. 15, 16, 17 years, like, that's a Hall of Fame career. Diggs, maybe, but I think that's probably not going to happen. Maybe, like, who? Kelly had all these Hall of Famers around him. Josh doesn't. He has a lot of good players around him, but there's no, who's the Thurman? Who's the Bruce? Mahomes has got Kelsey and Chris Jones and Andy Reid. Maybe McDermott's your answer. McDermott, you know, if he wins one Super Bowl and finishes with a record of a, you know, he's around a 700 win percentage for his career, you know, McDermott might actually be the next name that you would get to. Was looking at the schedule. We talked a little bit about the defense earlier for the Bills and what they could be this year. And part of that, like where they might rank, I think who you play influences that a lot. And I think the Bills play 13 quarterbacks right now. I've got listed for on their schedule. The division twice, so it's only 13. There are, I think, only 6 legitimately good quarterbacks, and everybody else has the potential to be bad or a quarterback the Bills could dominate. The top end guys, the ones that it'll be a job to stop these guys. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. Like those are the 4 kingpin quarterbacks that you play over the course of this year. 4 though is not a ton, you know? There are guys that are missing on that list. You do not play Jared Goff this season. You do not play, I don't know why Brock Purdy was the second name that came to my mind, but he would be ranked highly up there. You don't play Stafford, Dak, you know, a lot of those good NFC quarterbacks. You don't play Jaden Daniels this season. You don't play Justin Herbert this year. So there's a lot of good ones that you're missing. You have 2 guys that I think are definitely good, and that is C.J. Stroud and Baker Mayfield. Those guys are good. They're good quarterbacks. Mayfield, maybe, there's an argument that he's a little bit above that, leading the league in touchdown passes the last 2 seasons, but not elite, elite quarterbacks. Everybody else, Drake May, we'll see, right? At best, that's a we'll see. Aaron Rodgers, we'll see. What version of him do you get? He's 41. Bryce Young, Michael Penix. Who knows? Bryce Young might have had a resurgence in his career and might be more of a threat than I'm giving him credit for. I feel like, though, that's a quarterback the Bills could obliterate. Penix, maybe the same thing. Penix made some nice throws last year, but he's kind of immobile, and maybe the Bills can get to him. Tua is just terrible against the Bills all the time, so you want to put him almost in the bottom tier because you assume he will play bad against the Bills. It always happens. And then Justin Fields, Tyler Shuck, whoever starts for the Browns. That's the thing. It is like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 quarterbacks the Bills will play this year that are either bad or question marks at best. Maybe Drake May is the one guy you would say like he's more likely to kind of escape that tier. But that's a long list of quarterbacks you would expect the Bills to be able to have a good day against. Drake May, Aaron Rodgers, Bryce Young, Michael Penix, Tua, Fields, Shuck, and then, I mean, who's starting for the Browns by the end of it? We will actually ask Jonathan Peterlin about that because we're going to talk about Cleveland a little bit coming up at 8 o'clock as we're going through the Bills' opponents. And that could be Flacco, that could be Shedeur Sanders, that could be Dylan Gabriel. By the time the Bills play them a little bit later on, it's probably one of the younger guys, but again, we'll find out about that a little bit later. This was the case 2 years ago. 3 years ago even. There was a year where the Bills played a bad quarterback slate, and they had some amazing defensive numbers. There was, though, I remember like Aaron Schatz's DVOA, which takes into account who you play, had them lower. Because it's like, well, you guys are getting fat off of the bad quarterbacks that take a million sacks. What year was that? I think it was the 2022 season. Yeah, the Bills go against Pittsburgh, who would have had Rudolph in Tennessee with Tannehill, Chicago. Yeah, maybe it was that season. I forget which year it was.
Are you sure it wasn't 2021?
I'm looking now. I think you might be right. 2021. Pittsburgh with the Roethlisberger still, right? Old Roethlisberger, Tua, Taylor Heineke, Davis Mills gets shut out. Yeah, this is the year. Tannehill, Tua again. Trevor Lawrence, when he was terrible. Whoever the Jets are going with, Zach Wilson. Yeah, 2021 is the year. That's the year they put up crazy good defensive numbers, and if you look at the quarterbacks they played that year, it is nobody. They did not play anybody that year, except for like Mahomes early on. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jonathan Peterlin is coming up at 8 o'clock, and I want to get to this LeBron thing as well. He might get traded, and nobody seems to care. That when we come back here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To the LeBron thing in a little bit. I'm going to get Ron and Alden here. We've been waiting on the phone lines. 803-0550, the phone number. What's up, Ron? Morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Real quick, on KC, last year, obviously, we knew they didn't have a great regular season. I thought we were going to beat them in the playoffs. I never thought us losing them. I want to know, was KC last year's regular season what they really were and they got hot in the playoffs? Or was they really were a good team, they just didn't look good in the regular season because they didn't care, and then came to the playoffs, they turned it on? Because if they were bad last year, I think it'd be better this year. I just want to know your real thoughts on KC, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks. I don't think they got hot. I think they got lucky to get the one seed. Think that is why they made the Super Bowl. If they get the three seed, they lose. They don't make it. I think they don't beat the Ravens. The Bills is the problem in this scenario, because to me, I look at their path and say they get the one seed. They get a Texans team that had no business being there. The Texans, I mean, the Chargers just pooped their pants the week before. Like, holy cow. And the Texans, without any offensive line to speak of, and losing two of their top three receivers, which was like the identity of the team. They just got hurt. Diggs and Tank Dell were doing great, but they're both out. So Houston, with not much reason to be there, loses a low-scoring game in the divisional round. It's like you get a first-round bye. You get an easy Texans opponent in week two. All they had to do was beat the Bills, and that's their skill. They have things ready for the Bills that the Bills are not expecting, and that's the key. They are, how could you say they're not? They're built to beat the Bills. They got smoked by the Eagles, so I don't think they really got hot. They got to skip week one of the postseason. They got an easy AFC South opponent in week two. They got smoked in the Super Bowl. The only game they really played that well in was the Bills game. And did they even play well in that game? I think it would be hard to say they didn't, right? They played well. They scored 30 points. It was like the first time they had scored 30 points in like 3 months or the whole year even. Yeah, they're frustrating. They are frustrating. 2 years ago, you could say they got hot. 2 years ago, they have to go on the road. They have to... Mahomes had a pedestrian regular season. He really turned it on in the playoffs. They win in Baltimore. Like that year, you could say they got hot. It's last year that I don't think they did. I think they got really lucky to make the Super Bowl. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jonathan Peterlin coming up next. We're going through the Bills' opponents. Cleveland. Not talked about Cleveland yet. Who is going to be their quarterback by the end of the season? And I've heard a little bit of, hey, maybe this team could actually be sneaky competitive. I think Sam Monson's one that I've heard kind of make that case. So we'll see if Jonathan agrees with that as we go through another Bills' opponent coming up next here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.